The Bible only. That's the creed of the Protestants. As Luther said, placing his hand on the Bible, here I stand. I can do no other. God helping me. And there I stand today. But, as Sister White says, these writings are given as a magnifying glass. You use a magnifying glass, you do not see that which is not there. But that which you could not see now is revealed because of the magnifying glass. It's not a new addition. Nothing is added by the glass. But you see more. And so those writings are given us for our instruction and learning. As we near the harbor, we need a pilot. Even the captain takes a pilot aboard. And we are nearing the harbor. And those books can be neglected only at a great cost. Perhaps even cost of salvation. For God has given them to us. And we are to read them and study them. Not to displace the Bible. I say that again and again. For I'm not worshiping Sister White. I'm not preaching Sister White. I preach Christ. I preach the Bible. That I must do, I can do no other. But, having said that, let me say again, let me repeat, that we can neglect those writings only at the peril of our soul. Are there not things that are hard to explain in them? Yes. Some ask me, do you understand all? No, I don't. Sister White didn't. What to do then? I have learned now long ago that there are many things I don't know and that I simply have to say I don't know. That was kind of hard for me to begin with. Here I was a teacher. I had a degree or two. I knew all things. And then somebody asked me a question. I must answer it. Then I found out I didn't have to answer. That I could say I don't know. And that's good for the soul, to be able to say that, I don't know. What do? I have a compartment up in my brain here where I put things that I used to worry about. I'd find something I couldn't understand. I'd just worry my head off. Then I found that I could put them up here as it were to soak. And after a while, I might understand. But I found that as I put up one question and got out one question, sometimes I could put in 10 questions and get out only one. So that compartment is getting larger and larger of things I don't know. But I learned not to explain things I don't know. And that's a blessing. I'd advise you to get that kind of compartment too. Instead of worrying about things that you don't understand, put them up here. And something may happen. Have you ever had this experience? I know you have. You say, what was his name now? I forget it. What was his name? Do you remember? No. Do you? No. Well, all right, let it go. So let it go. But an hour from then, or next day, or even a week, here comes that name. Somebody did something while you were asleep. Unrolled a scroll. And it got back to what you want to know. And so even with certain hard questions, you can put them in soak, and they'll come out, some of them, when you need them. That's for your information. Well, are there things hard to understand? Yes. I had my troubles. I have them. But I learned not to worry about them. I take by faith. And by faith I believe, and then I wait until the answer comes. I remember how worried I was about health reform. I lived up to all that is written in the Law and the Prophets. And I came almost to the time where I didn't dare eat anything. I was so afraid I might eat something that I shouldn't.